Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Morning Mash, everybody, all you Blue Jays fans. I hope you're not completely half in the can after a sweep by the Oakland A's, but, you know, that's unfortunately how it is, and the Oakland A's have been on fire over the last month or so and really forcing the issue in the American League West slash wild card race. So not terribly shocked by the outcome of this series, as the Oakland A's have been running away with the 64-46 record all of a sudden, as Billy Beane has obviously figured something out with this team and how they can win. And like I said, the Oakland A's have been a wrecking ball, so I'm not surprised that the Toronto Blue Jays lost three of the series against them and got swept. So how they got swept? We look at the box score here, and for watching last night's affair and everything, Marcus Stroman really had a rough time just getting, minimizing damage, I guess would be the best way of putting it. 11 hits, allowed 7 earned runs for Stroman. That was scattered through 5 innings. He didn't really get blasted in one inning. When he was leaving in the 6th before recording an out, he would get tagged for 3 earned runs, but just couldn't get it going completely. Showed glimmers of it last night, but the whole package was not there for Marcus Stroman last night. Not having his best stuff even allowed him still to only allow one walk and struck out 6. But unfortunately, Stroman had his first rough outing since the trade deadline, and maybe some of that is still weighing on him. Danny Barnes was getting an inning of work. Now he's going to be basically back as a staple in this bullpen until some moves are made here, or we run with what we have. Ryan Tepera also got an inning of work and was perfect, struck out a batter as well. And then Jake Patricia also got an inning but allowed 1 run in the 8th inning for the Oakland A's. So on offense, the Blue Jays actually were able to muster up 8 hits, but we're a little rough as far as bringing those guys home. 10 runners left on base total, 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Could have been a little bit different if some of these guys were brought around. Justin Smoke left 4 runners on base, and Elesmus Diaz allowed 5 to be left on base. So just to give you an idea of what was going on, there was possible opportunities, but not quite enough. Somebody that did take advantage of one of those opportunities was Russell Martin, who might finally be pushing that idea of getting over the Mendoza line, as he currently bats at 190, but he's been heating up over the last week. His second home run in the last 4 or 5 games. It's his 9th this season, and it was a 2-run blast. So maybe things are looking up for Russell Martin, as he drove in Younger Solarte, who went 2-for-3 as well, just like Russell Martin. Betting in the leadoff spot, Randall Grichuk picking up an RBI as well, going 2-for-5. Really been fun to watch over the last month or so since he rejoined the team from his injuries. I honestly think he's going to be a very good center fielder slash, right or left outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays as things go, and looks very good and has plenty of pop, as we've been, given witness to during this span as well. So unfortunately, the Blue Jays, like I mentioned, get beaten up by the Oakland A's in this series, and they're going to go to more or less what is a home game starting Thursday night. The Blue Jays will be in Seattle for their West Coast home game, and plenty of the Vancouver native Canadians and whatnot will be making their way to the game, and it is always a sight to see, seeing all those wonderful Blue Jays, blues all over the ballpark, as the team hopefully will look to take a bite out of the Seattle Mariners. And they have not announced who's going to pitch yet this evening. I am praying to God they make some kind of a move, but Sean Reed Foley was my expectation, and he pitched yesterday for the Buffalo Bisons, so that sounds like that is definitely not going to happen. King Felix will be on the mound for the 63-45 Seattle Mariners, hoping that the Blue Jays can play spoiler a little bit during this four-game set, I apologize, but hopefully they can figure something out and get something together against this for the Blue Jays fans on the West Coast. We're going to have to do a very, very quick minor league update here for you to this here on Wednesday, August 1st, for the events of Wednesday, August 1st. I got to run here. I'm running late for work, unfortunately, but as far as all things go, the double dip for the Buffalo Bisons, as I mentioned, Sean Reed Foley took the loss in a 1-0 victory for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in game one yesterday. Foley was very, very strong as he pitched 6 1/3, allowed just the one run, obviously. Three walks and 6 strikeouts on 4 hits, and not enough offense, obviously, to come out, and that's game one. In game two, the Buffalo Bisons were able to strike back and split the doubleheader with a 3-2 victory. And on offense, the Danny Jansen home run was the main difference. 2-run blast for him, scoring Billy McKinney. That is Danny Jansen's 12th of the season. And then Jonathan Davis in the fifth inning put the Bisons up by an extra run with another home run, his first as a Buffalo Bison. And he's been having a wonderful season throughout the minor league system. And joining this team is a welcome sight. He's currently batting .303 since his promotion and hit his first home run and drove in his 9th RBI since joining the team. Murphy Smith, with his second win, picks up a 5-inning, 1-earned run outing, walking 3 and striking out 3. And then Justin Schaefer would pick up his 10th save of the season for the Buffalo Bisons in 2 innings of work yesterday. So solid outing from them, and they were able to split the doubleheader. Moving along to New Hampshire, where all things went crazy as they continue to just run with everything. They are now on a 7-game winning streak, and they are 62-44. And they lead John Harris to his 9th win during this game as they pick up a win 14-3. 17 hits by the New Hampshire Fisher Cats led the way, and it was just an obscene assault of offense. The top 3 hitters for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats had 3 hits. That's Andrew Guyot went 3-for-6, Bo Bichette 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs, and then Kevin Biggio, the masher, having his first multi-hit home run game of his young career, went 3-for-5 with 3 runs scored and 5. You heard me, 5 RBIs. So incredible performance from him. Ryan Hissey would also be another main contributor in the 9th spot, when going 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs as well. John Harris was the benefactor of all this offense, having 7 innings of work, 3 earned runs while walking 3 and striking out 3. And Kirby Snee and Andrew Case would lock this thing up, or as the Blue Jays fans in the New Hampshire Fisher Cat area say, case closed for Andrew Case. The Blue Jays would pick up a 4-3 win over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Connor Eller picking up his 6th win as the Blue Jays continue to improve through the second half of the season, and hopefully securing a spot where they might be able to get into that playoff spot. So Kevin Smith picking up his 13th home run since joining the Dunedin Blue Jays after having an incredible start with the Lansing Lugnuts. His 13th home run, and it was a 3-run blast. He also went 2-for-3 and really cemented this victory for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Last stop on the morning mash here, minor league train, is the Lansing Lugnuts dominated the South Bend Cubbies in a 10-3 win as the Blue Jays offense out the system. Crushes offense in the majors, could not get it all going. 10-3 victory for the Lansing Lugnuts spelled their 63rd win of the season, and 10 runs on 7 hits. This included 2 home runs from Ryan Noda, who's been picking up kind of late, 2-for-5 guys, and 2 runs scored on those home runs. So, also Walked three times, which is pretty insane. I always love those guys that take plenty of walks. And he also had a pair. The rest of the offense just enough to back up a great start by Kyle Whitley, which honestly, I'm glad he's saying. I think he's our Super Bowl bet, but it was very, very good to see him put everything together in this start. I'd like to see him away with a starting spot, but that is my opinion. But five innings to work from him. Five hits allowed to one run, striking out three. And Shannon would come in and pitch pretty well as long as that well. He got roughed up, but by that point, the lug nuts had already ran away with everything. So there's your quick minor league recap. And Blue Jays fans, as I mentioned, we don't know who's going to be pitching today, but I'm guessing it's going to be another bullpen affair that's going to make me furious. I am so sick of these bullpen games. I just can't believe there's not even a waiver arm that they'd like to pick up off of the line and throw into the starting rotation if that's how it is. The bullpen game is a losing game, in my opinion. And you're really not putting yourself up for the best chances to win by having a bullpen game, especially with some of these guys that we do have in the minor league system and how the arms are. So, Blue Jays fans, let's hope and pray that if the bullpen thing does happen tonight, that they finally figure out something on how to put it all together. And hopefully the Blue Jays secure the road home victory here in Seattle, at least a couple out of this four-game set. So, Blue Jays fans, make sure you hit up the South of the Six, which is our new home. If you haven't been on the southofthesix.com yet, obviously that's where I write for my day stuff. I just wrote up about my visit to the Bluefield Blue Jays of the Appalachian League, and it was a fun time. I really highly recommend you check out that article. That is live on South of the Six, along with my recent podcast visit with Adam Corsair of South of the Six, talking Blue Jays trade deadline. And this is why I've been too busy to do these the last couple days. So anyways, hit those subscribe buttons all over the internet. We're on Google Play, Spotify, and iTunes as well. Also, don't forget, you can get a 5% discount on SeatGiant.ca if you use the promo code JBIRD. So anyways, peace out, everybody, and go Blue Jays.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.